May the Lord God let you know as many things as I don't know, Babushka always used to say. She repeated this adage with offended pride. Her grandson Marek, my father, was unusually well-read. By the time he turned 9, he'd already devoured hundreds of books and would ask adults questions that he thought quite simple and basic. Babushka generally had no answer, nor had she heard of the saying of Socrates, "I know that I know nothing." Maybe her saying served as a consolation to herself or as a rebuke to her clever grandson. Babushka stuck with these words, which sounded like an ancient aphorism. May the Lord God let you know as many things as I don't know. Apart from this adage, only two things remain from my great-grandmother, my father's babushka: a photograph and a story. In August 1941, when the family fled from Kiev to escape the German army, and my grandfather Semyon had to go off to war, Babushka stayed home alone on Engel Street, which led steeply down to Kreschatyk, the magnificent main boulevard of Kiev. Babushka was not taken along. She could barely move, and during this entire summer of the war, she'd not been able to get downstairs and onto the street. Bringing her was out of the question. She would not have withstood the journey. The evacuation seemed like a trip to the dacha, and Babushka was left behind with the understanding that they would all see each other again when the summer was over. July was a time for a change, and all these people on the street were carrying suitcases and assorted bundles as they always did in the summer. It was just the haste and the overly large number of them that gave away the fact that in spite of the season and the standard belongings people were carrying, these goings-on had absolutely nothing to do with a trip to the dacha.
"I think her name was Esther," my father said. "Yes, maybe Esther. I had two grandmothers, and one of them was named Esther." "Exactly."
"What do you mean, maybe?" I asked indignantly. "You don't know what your grandmother's name was."
"I never called her by name," my father replied. "I said Babushka, and my parents said Mother."
Maybe Esther remained in Kiev. She had trouble getting around in the apartment, which was suddenly empty, and the neighbours brought her food.
"We thought," my father added, "that we'd be back soon. But it took us 7 years to return."
At first, nothing of any consequence changed in the city. The Germans had come, and that was all. When the summons,
"All Jews in the city of Kiev are to report to the corner of,"
reached even Babushka, she started getting ready without hesitation.